We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The Go Huskies podcast is presented by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky athletics and your next move.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Husky Post Game Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield. A recap, check of scores, and the thoughts of head coach Jimmy Lake are all coming up. Now back to the stadium. Here's Tony Kasperkone.
Well, Huskies outgained by 131 yards tonight, but still get a 31-24 overtime win against California. The Dogs improving to 1-0 in Pac-12 play, getting that crucial first step towards getting in the right direction for Pac-12 play. That dream of playing in the Rose Bowl again, winning another Pac-12 championship. Critical step one took place here tonight on Montlake, and it did not go the way we expected. It did not go the way you drew it up. Washington, it kind of went the way you'd hope in the first half, jumping out to a 21-7 lead. Cal with a field goal at the very end of the half to make it 21-10 at the intermission, but the Dogs were playing really, really well in the first half. They come out on the opening drive of the second half and get a field goal, but after that, punt, fumble, miss field goal, three and out. And not until we go to overtime, barely get to overtime as Cal missed a 55-yard field goal on the final play of regulation. Then Sean McGrew punches it in on third down, a touchdown for Washington, and a turnover forced at the goal line. Ryan Bowman with a fumble recovery as the Dogs win.
Pretty amazing. You look at so many ways to win a football game. Washington gets beat on first downs, third downs. They get beat in total yards, rushing, passing, yards per attempt. But here's the difference. 3 turnovers to 1. You win the turnover battle. You find a way to make it happen. That is how critical it is to be able to protect the football. And when you need to make a play, Jackson Sermon in overtime punches the ball out on the 1 yard line, Tony. And there it is. Your veteran jumps on the football. Game, set, match. Don't look at the stat line in the end. You have to find to win games in the Pac-12. And when you do it like that, it just elevates your guys, gives you so much confidence because you find a way to do it at home.
Yeah, 3 turnovers for California. And then these other 2 don't count in the turnover column, but 2 other turnovers on downs. Right. Which what that means is their possession is ending at the point where they had the football. And what that does to field position for the rest of the game is just unbelievable. You really can't describe the way that turns the tide in a football game. And so 2 interceptions for Kyler Gordon, the first multi-interception game since Cam Williams did it against USC in 2019. And what he had to do with no Trent McDuffie in this day, opposite of Meech Powell making his first career start, Kyler Gordon, just fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. he stepped up. The whole defense stepped up. You were shorthanded on offense, okay, without your big-time tight end. You're missing your best player on defense when it comes to cover McDuffie. Everybody had to step up and make a play. The linebackers were hurt. Jackson Sermon was out, didn't know if he'd come back in. You had Eddie Ulifosia. He comes in, he makes plays, he makes the tackle. Guys had to make them all over the place, and that's what you have to do, is that you never know when your number is called. Sometimes guys are out, next man up mentality. I know Coach Lake preaches it. Everybody does. Hats off to Cal. They played like this was their Super Bowl. Chase Garbers looked great, but in the end, it was one play different.
Yeah, Dylan Morris had a great first half. He started 11-13 in this game. But after that, five straight incompletions to finish regulation. He went six for his next 17. But then in overtime, the two completions hit Kamari Pleasant out of the backfield as well. Went two for two in the extra period, and the Huskies get that touchdown. And we saw a nice dosage of Wildcat from Sean McGrew tonight. I know that's a formation that maybe a couple years ago Husky fans saw a little too much of. We saw a nice dose of Wildcat with Sean McGrew, and it ended up working. McGrew with a couple of touchdown runs, including that last one at the goal line that they had to review for a good long time to see whether or not he got in.
Man, I am so happy for Sean McGrew. It just, there was, he might have been a little frustrated at the beginning of the season, totally understandable, but when you make your opportunity, you wait your turn, and then when your number is called, he's done nothing but make plays. Last week, I know Coach Lake was excited for him. Certainly, that's a great adjustment by the offensive staff to get him involved and see that he can be a guy running the Wildcat. We got, is it a Gru Cat? What did you call it?
It's Mick Wildcat.
Mick Wildcat?
Mick Wildcat.
Makes me hungry. Whatever it is. It sounds interesting because I love seeing Sean McGrew in that purple end zone.
Oh, my goodness. Washington 31, Cal 24 in overtime. First overtime we've had with the new rules. Thank goodness we didn't get to the two-point playoff or whatever you'd call whatever happens now beyond a third overtime. But the Huskies get the job done, and you can't say enough of how important it is to start Pac-12 play 1-0. Once you start behind that eight ball, you're playing catch-up the rest of the way. For Washington to be 1-0, going to Corvallis next week, critically important.
Well, and also, too, Tony, you're 500. You're 2-2. You're on a two-game. It's called a winning streak, right? You get one, two, it's called a winning streak, and you're feeling pretty good heading down to Corvallis.
That turnover battle, that was everything. Going plus two in that category. Winning the turnover battle for the first time this year. Washington 31, Cal 24. We've got head coach Jimmy Lake coming up. We'll talk to, I'm sure, some very happy players in the locker room with Elise Woodward momentarily as well. For the Dogs, get the victory, 31-24. Toyota player of the game, Air Van move of the game, all that good stuff coming up here on the postgame show. This is Husky football from Learfield. Now this is for Chambers Bay.
Owned and operated by UW grads and proud sponsors of Husky Athletics, Chambers Bay Distillery is raising the bar for locally crafted spirits. Inspired by Puget Sound, their gold medal award-winning spirits incorporate the best the state of Washington has to offer. With corn sourced from Ruffett Farms, Chambers Bay Bourbon is aged in a floating boathouse. Ron Vodka, the mineral water of vodkas, is touched with San Juan Island sea salt. And Ghost Dog Ghost Pepper Whiskey is a brilliant way to spice up your cocktails. Learn more at chambersbaydistillery.com. Chambers Bay Distillery, University Place, Washington. Must be 21 years of age. Please drink responsibly.
It's time to bring the big game to your backyard with battery power made by Steel. Our AK Homeowner Series battery tools start at just $199.99. Find yours at over 10,000 local dealers. Steel is a proud supporter of your Washington Huskies. Real Steel. Find yours. All prices SNWSRP.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Some great news from the Lee Johnson Auto family. University Mazda is joining our family of great brands and is now Lee Johnson Mazda of Seattle. This means two great Mazda locations to serve you in Seattle and Kirkland. Hurry in as both locations are featuring the Mazda CX-5 with 0% financing for 36 months on approval of credit. Lee Johnson Mazda, now in Kirkland and Seattle's U District.
Lee Johnson Auto.
We at Boeing are excited to celebrate with the fans and community at the annual Boeing Apple Cup Series. Get ready to experience the sights and sounds of a classic rivalry in person again. So whether you're cheering for the Huskies or the Cougars, Boeing sees the whole state of Washington as one united team because we go further together. Boeing, proud to sponsor the Boeing Apple Cup Series and support our employees across Washington.
Game show rolls on from Husky Stadium and brought to you in part by UW Medicine, the official healthcare partner of Husky Athletics, where everybody gets treated like an all-star athlete. UW Medicine, a higher degree of healthcare. Washington 31, Cal 24 in overtime. Man. First overtime win for the Huskies in 5 years. Got to go back to that night down in Tucson where Jake Browning finds, I believe it was Dante Pettis for the game-winning touchdown. And here, Washington runs Sean McGrew on the Wildcat, the two-yard touchdown run, in order to send the Huskies back in front after blowing a 14-point lead. Not what you want to see. Certainly frustrating for the offense to play so well in the first half. And then in the second half, it ran into a bit of a brick wall. It struggled a little bit. And I feel like Chase Garbers was part of the reason for that, because that defense was on the field for a
while. Well, Chase Garbers, 16 carries, 71 yards and a touchdown. He just made every play with his legs. It felt like they couldn't find a way to bring him down in the second half. He extended everything, and just when you thought you'd get a little pressure, you bring four, he'd find a rush lane, and then all he does is run quarterback power twice for a big gain right at the end of the game, and then runs one right down the hammer and put him up to tie that game. So it was, I mean, that young man played a hell of a football game, but in the end, it was just defense. And Coach Lake preaches it. You never quit. You fly to the football, and you just never know. And that's why protecting the football is also job security for a lot of coaches and a lot of players.
Yeah, no question about it. And Cal, you know, you think about this Husky defense and how they played. Cal was 3-for-10 on third down, but then late in the game, as that defense was out on the field for a while and Garbers made play after play down the stretch, Cal converted 5 of its last 6 third downs in this ball game. They got more efficient as the game wore on, and as this game kind of allowed Cal to hang around, it's 24-10, 24-17, still 24-17. It felt like forever, right?
Yeah.
You just had the sense that Cal was going to be able to punch that ball in the end zone and tie things up.
That's the experience that Chase Garbers brings you, and the experience of having the kind of offense that they've been around. You know, this Husky team is still, they're so young, and they're without some of their best players tonight. They find a way to win a game when they need to. A lot of these guys have never been in that kind of football game. Yes, Utah was a great comeback last year, and you noticed that. But for this group of guys to have that win and now take it to the locker room, and they can build on that. They're going to get on the film. They're going to study the mistakes. They're going to learn from it. And when you're in this experience again, you're like, hey, we've been here before. We've won a game like that. Those types of things are just builders for a program.
Yeah, no Richard Newton, no Kate Otten, no Jack Westover, no Trent McDuffie.
Wow.
You know, you take for granted no ZTF.
Yep.
I mean, this team has been through it as far as guys getting banged up, guys having reasons they're not able to go. And so you got to play who you got. And the Huskies did that today and did it to the tune of a 31-24 win. I think offensively looked really sharp in the first half.
Yes.
Actually looked extremely encouraging. Again, opening the game with a 3-and-out. But then after that, answered with touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. That was their 4 first half possession.
Sure did. It was beautiful to see. The rhythm was there. Dylan looked comfortable. But you know what the emotions of a football game do to you? They ebb and flow every time. Coaches start to make a few changes, adjustments out of halftime, and then you get into a second half, you just find it. And certainly there, it just was one play away. But yeah, I mean, the offense needed some adjustments in the second half. They felt a little bit tight, not as aggressive, trying to play with the lead and understanding that. And I think that's going to be a big key for them moving forward, especially heading down to Corvallis next week.
Really wasn't sure what to expect out of both teams' running games, but it seemed like the defenses on both sides did a pretty good job of hemming in the running attack. Washington, 30 rushes, 92 yards, 3.1 yards a pop. Meanwhile, you know, you look at Cal, led the Pac-12 in the non-conference season, 6.1 yards a pop. We were worried, is Cal going to be able to just run the ball at will? Really, it was Garbers scrambling that was them able to run the football, because when you take a look at the running backs, I feel like the Husky defense did a pretty good job. But now joined by head coach Jimmy Lake, and coach, congratulations on a wild, wild win. First, just tell me, you know, that goal line stand at the end, forcing a third turnover, what you saw in the jubilation with the win.
Yeah, you know, our guys just kept fighting. They kept fighting the whole game, and you know, we had a goal line stand a couple of weeks ago, you know, at Michigan, and so our guys knew they could do it, and it was awesome. I mean, Cam Williams comes firing in. He's, I don't know if you guys see it, but both of his hands are bandaged up, and he's just out there like a warrior, keeps scraping and keeps fighting, and just banged his shoulder in there and banged the ball out, and we won the football game.
Coach, I'm so happy for the players and the staff and all those guys. Can you tell me what it's like, a win like that, when you're back against the wall, you're battling back and forth, and what that does for these guys building the program and getting them in this moment and then coming out with a win in the end?
Oh, it's huge. You know, we created a lot of momentum, you know, last week with our performance against Arkansas State. We had a really great week of practice, and then to, you know, face a tough opponent. You know, Coach Wilcox does a good job of keeping basically every single game he's in, it's close, and it goes down to the last play, and especially against us the last 3 years. And so for our guys to grind it out in overtime and come out with a victory is going to create even more momentum as we enter into conference play.
I know the season has adversity. The season has ebbs and flows to it. I felt like this game was a mini season. I mean, you know, you get off to this great start, things are looking good, then they make their comeback towards the end, they've got a chance at a field goal to win it, and then you know, fortunately it falls about a yard short, we go to overtime and end up getting the win. But it just felt like this game had a little bit of everything to it.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, if you're a college football fan, you loved that game today. I mean, it was two teams just slugging it out, you know, good performance by both quarterbacks. You know, well-executed plays by both teams. But luckily, if you're a dog fan tonight, you're happy as hell.
Damn
can
right.
Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say
dang
that.
Dang right.
It's not one of the seven words. Yeah.
Coach, offensively, you guys have made some adjustments, throwing the football with your young wide receivers and getting those guys to play. I mean, but Dylan, in that first half, everything was working really well. Is that something you guys have concentrated on in the weeks of practice, being more efficient with that football, throwing it?
Well, yeah, and, you know, it really helps when you have your top three wide receivers healthy. You know, how about Roma Dunze, you know, coming in with a big game, and, you know, Jalen scoring another touchdown, and so it's been nice just having those guys back. Those guys you know, made a bunch of plays in spring football and training camp, and it's the reason why we were so excited about our offense coming out of training camp. And to not have those guys early in the season, you know, was a letdown for us. And it was great having those guys back. And yeah, I'm very happy with Dylan Morris, what he was able to do tonight. You know, Justin Wilcox has a hell of a job with that defense, and for us to be able to move the ball the way we did and put up 31 points, I'm very proud of those guys.
We talked about it on Wednesday on the radio show. Got to win that turnover battle. And you did that. You get a turnover at the end of the game to seal it. But those two interceptions by Kyler Gordon are game changers.
Game changers, game changers. And this is the Kyler Gordon that we've all been waiting for. We know how fast and athletic he is and how smart he is. And I'm just so proud of him. He's just continues to come to work every day and be great at his craft of playing corner. And come away with two interceptions against, I'm pretty sure, is the longest tenured quarterback in our conference, and Chase Garbers was an impressive performance.
More with Coach Lake in a moment. Huskies beat Cal 31-24 in overtime. Now this for Emerald Queen Casino.
New members win big at Emerald Queen Casino. Sign up today for your chance to win up to $500 free play this weekend. What a way to welcome in the weekend. Better yet, you can sign up for your EQC Players Club card from anywhere. Just download the EQC mobile app. It's so easy to sign up and play at Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest.
As a not-for-profit credit union, BECU is all for Huskies. That's why when you shop with the BECU UW Debit MasterCard, your purchases go from this to this. And with free checking and access to over 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs, you always have a home advantage. To order the official card of UW, go to becu.org/UW. Join today. Federally insured by NCUA. Contact BECU at 800-233-2328 for information.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Oh, 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 all right.
Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts, advice from our parts professionals, and our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and ask about our free loaner tool program or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This Husky tailgating moment is brought to you by Waterbrook Winery, proud partner of Huskies Athletics. For this week's matchup against Cal, we suggest Huskies fans support the local team with Waterbrook Reserve Chardonnay. Recently named a best value by Wine Spectator, this is a perky, refreshing wine with a crisp, snappy finish. It's perfect for tailgating or celebrating at home. Your game time spread will score big points with Waterbrook Reserve Chardonnay backing it up. Waterbrook Winery, award-winning wines representing the best of Washington. Visit us at waterbrook.com and go Huskies.
Huskies open up Pac-12 play with an overtime victory against California here at Husky Stadium, and we're joined by head coach Jimmy Lake here on the postgame show. Coach, you know, you were handcuffed a little bit at the tight end position. No Jack Westover today, no Cade Otten, and you needed Devin Culp to step up. And, you know, I know a young man was frustrated to miss his opportunity at a touchdown catch last week. I thought he made the most of his opportunity today. Five catches, 81 yards. Just some big plays today for Devin Culp.
Yeah, huge plays. I'm so proud of him. Gave him a game ball there in the locker room.
That's cool.
We talk about, you know, seizing your opportunity, and, you know, some circumstances happened where he had to be pushed to be a starter today and be in a big role for us. We had a lot of targets going to our tight end, which you guys all know that we like to target our tight end. And Devin, he performed exceptionally. So proud of him. I've seen all the work that he's done behind the scenes, and for him to go out there tonight and make those plays with all the pressure on him as being the starter, just can't say how much how proud I am and our team is of him.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about with Cal, with Garbers, the way he played. You give 138 on the ground, but he runs for 70, 71 of it. But three sacks tonight you got from guys all over the place. Big defensive stand there in the first half to get them off the field, and then a mistake on the field goal. Just – you guys hemmed him up when you needed to. Felt like, though, that he played a heck of a football game.
He played a heck of a football game. One of the keys to the game was we needed to contain him from running the football, and you guys saw how he continued to move the chains, you know, on third down. He's hard to contain, and he's done it to us for 3 years in a row. I'm going to be glad that he will not be in the conference in 2022. He's got to be, right? I mean, yeah. He's been in the league for like 7 years or something like that. So he's a heck of a quarterback. I have so much respect for him, and I feel sorry for all of his opponents here for the rest of the season.
Coach, Cal had the ball, tied ball game. They get it at their own 20-yard line, 1:16 to go, and they're able to start moving the football. Looked like you had a 3rd-and-7 situation where the game got stopped for a long time. You're talking with the officials. You seem to be upset about something. We couldn't quite tell what was going on there, but you know, that was a tense final drive. Can you take us through what was going on down there?
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering what the policy on this is, but. I definitely don't want to get in trouble
sure.
with the conference.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say this. There was a mistake on their part, and it didn't go the dog's way. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that. But thankfully, the game did go the dog's way.
The Cal drive that they put together and getting down in that situation to the 38-yard line, lining up for a 55-yard field goal, tense times at Husky Stadium. Take me through that final drive and just the fact that the defense was able to stop them a yard shy, which is what they needed to from being within field goal range.
Yeah, no, we wanted to get off on that third down, you know, when we had them backed up, and, you know, they completed a pass, and they did a good job using their timeouts and leaving, you know, a couple seconds left there to get the field goal off. We still felt that was out of his field goal range. And we also, you know, Coach Bonifell, our special teams coordinator, came up with an excellent blocking scheme where we thought we'd be able to block that and even have a possibility of scooping and scoring for a walk-off game winner. Mm. That's how great we felt about the block. But thankfully it fell short, and we got it done in overtime.
You talk about your guy that's been around a long time. Sean McGrew, another two touchdowns this week. You put in a special package for him. What do we call it? The McGrew?
We called it the McWildcat.
Well, I can't even get it right. McWildcat and stuff. So it's great to see him again. He's really helped out that offensive scheme a little bit with his versatility, hasn't he?
He really has. He's so slippery. He knows how to set up his blocks. He's just a crafty running back. He's got so much energy, so much positive, just positive energy about him. He just wills his way forward. It's just awesome these last couple of games. He's given us a huge boost.
Can you just talk about how important it is? You know, your goal is to win a Pac-12 championship. This is the first game that counts toward that goal. You know, as close as this game was, to grit this one out and get that win and start 1-0, what this means for the rest of your season?
No, told the team in the locker room how much momentum we have right now in these last two games, and then to start 1-0 in conference play, we have all of our goals in front of us. Our goal is to win the Pac-12 championship and win our bowl game, and so we have everything in front of us. And I'm just so proud of that our guys have gone back to work. They've continued to grow and develop. They stayed united all through all the adversity that we've been through in these first 4 weeks. And this is going to create a ton of momentum going into our game against Oregon State.
Congrats on the win, Coach.
Thank you very much. Go Dogs.
Head Coach Jimmy Lake as the Huskies defeat California 31-24 in overtime today. And move on to 2-2 on the season, 1-0 in league play. We've got much more to get to here on the postgame show. We'll hear from Elise Woodward, who's standing by with a couple of players. Also, get your Toyota player of the game and the Airvan move of the game. So we continue after this from Banner Bank.
When the stakes are high and it's your money on the line, you can count on Banner Bank. Banner Bankers listen and care about every detail, always one step ahead of whatever you need. From easy online banking to the perfect home loan with financial tools and advice that help you get ahead. So start banking with Banner Bank and get the superpower service you deserve. Built for action. Built for banking. Banner Bank. Banner Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
How many Boss Babies can one family hold? Find out in the outrageous adventure, The Boss Baby, Family Business, now available at Redbox. Set 40 years after Boss Baby, estranged brothers Tim and Ted Templeton reunite when a magical formula turns them into babies for 48 hours. Joining forces with Tim's secret agent daughter, they must go undercover to prevent an evil genius from turning toddlers into monstrous brats. Watch The Boss Baby, Family Business, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
It's the Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-a-thon, the annual year-long event where you could save big by bundling Home and Auto with Progressive. So big that we're kicking things off with fireworks, a monster truck battle, a fighter jet flyover. And it wouldn't be a party without the Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-a-thon dancers. Can't really hear them, but trust us, they are working it. So come for the fun and stay for the savings. Only at Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Save-a-thon.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss is designed to stand out. Because when you have a 2-inch lift, Goodyear Duratrac tires, and an integrated dual exhaust, the last thing you'll need is a road. The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss. Ready to off-road. Right from the factory.
See your Northwest Chevy dealer.
Line shotgun snap to Morris. Third down. Throws toward the end zone. Caught by Davis. And stretches the ball across the goal line. Touchdown, Washington. Dylan Morris to Taj Davis. The first touchdown reception of his young career. And the Huskies strike on 3rd and 9. It's 6-0 Washington. Oh, Taj Davis with a nice reception there. And that was difficult. A slant route. Yeah. In traffic, well defended. He was able to snag that ball out of the air and then reach it across the goal line for an early touchdown. And every big play, every point, every inch mattered in this game, a 31-24 overtime win against Cal.
Well, the way we started in that first half, Tony, I thought it was going to put up 50 points again. I mean, the receivers were open, the spacing was great, and adjustments by coaches, and seeing how Coach Wilcox adjusted to it, and you're right, you heard from Coach Lake, that's to expect that the game would come down to the last play, I think that's what you do when you have these kind of teams and these kind of coaches that are so well-versed and know each other so well.
Yeah, Taj Davis, 2 catches, 26 yards. That 19-yarder was a touchdown. Dylan Morris, 19 of 32, 234 through the air. 2 touchdowns, no picks. That's the big number, no picks. Washington had the most interceptions in the conference coming into the game, but no interceptions today. Sean McGrew had 16 carries for 53 yards, and he's standing by with Elise.
Yeah, Sean McGrew with me. You taking a breath yet and kind of process that? There was so many big plays, and you were right in the middle of a lot of them, but how do you process overall? What just happened?
It was just a great win, and I mean, they had our number the last 2 times we played them, and it's just good to get a W against them. And it's my last season, so to beat the Cal Bears, it's a hell of a W, and excited for the rest of the season.
Yeah, they've had your number 2 times in a row, and it's been weird games. This game felt weird in the end as well. It went overtime, which is unusual, but all of the reviews and timeouts and kind of hard to get a rhythm, but you guys were there at the end to make a big play. You scoring in overtime on the Wildcat and then the big play at the end. For you, what did you see when you lined up in that Wildcat, Sean?
This is Wildcat. We ran it 3 times or 2 times in a row, whatever it was. It was just mano a mano, our front offensive line versus them, and we just had to get it in there, and the O-line was blocking good for me, and I just knew I had to get in there, and it was just our time to come out victorious, and it was just amazing.
The first time you looked a little frustrated, you didn't get in the end zone, you're about a yard short, and I could see you kind of slap your hands together, and then they call the same play again, and then it looks like you score, but then they review it. What were you thinking while that whole review? Did you think you were in?
Yeah, most definitely. The play before, I felt like I could have just kept my feet and I could have got in there. So I was just frustrated, punching the floor. And I'm glad we called the same play again and we just went right at them and got the tub. So it felt great.
So it's hard for the fans to celebrate because they reviewed it. And then defensively to end the game, it ends on a great hit by the safety, Cam Williams. And then Bowman recovers it and it goes to review again. Did you think that play was going to stand? What is going on in your mind as an offensive player on the sideline?
Honestly, somebody said something to me and I turned my head as the play was starting. And then I just heard the crowd go wild and I was like, oh my God, what happened? And then everyone's like running on the field and I just started running on the field celebrating with everybody, not knowing what even just happened. And they went to review and it was just awesome to see that the ball came out and that was just a game and it's just time to celebrate.
For you personally, as a 6-year senior, you didn't get to play in the first 2 games and you were really good last game. And then you're in the start today. And and when you talk about perseverance and earning your spot and earning your time, what's that mean to you?
It means everything. Just having that mindset, just coming back to work and trying to be better every single day is definitely helpful. And I just hope that I can rub off on some of the young guys that are mad that they're not playing or they're not in there. You just got to come back and go to work and just prove it on the field. And I felt like I did that, and it felt good to be out there. And it just felt awesome to reestablish myself in this offense.
Last thing for you, the first half, the offense was putting points on the board. You had 21 at halftime, and then things kind of grinded to a halt in the second half for a while before you guys got the touchdown in overtime. Was there anything in particular that you felt like you did really well in the first half that you just couldn't get going in the second half, or what was the difference?
I think, honestly, it was just our third down conversions. I felt like we just weren't executing and making the plays that we were making in the first half. And it's obviously tough. Sometimes we felt like we had the lead, and maybe guys didn't feel like we needed to put our foot on the gas. But we did in the end and came out victorious. So that's all that matters, and glad we won.
Yeah, glad you won. As Jimmy said here, the Huskies are happy as hell tonight. Can I say that? So I'm sure y'all are happy as hell tonight, Sean.
Happy as hell, exactly.
We'll send it back up to you guys.
All right, Sean McGrew, nice game for him. 16 carries, that's a lot of work. Yeah. 53 yards, 2 touchdowns. And, man, when he lines up in that Wildcat for back-to-back plays at the very end of the game, the whole stadium knows he's probably going to run the football. Maybe he hands it off to Giles Jackson on a jet sweep, but he's probably going to run the football. And even with 11 Cal Golden Bears licking their chops going after him, Little 5'8", Sean McGrew still finds pay dirt and gets the game-winning touchdown for the Dogs.
I know you mentioned 16 carries and 53 yards. The stats don't look like it was dominant, but when you needed a yard, Sean McGrew was the guy that got it, a veteran, somebody that got the big touchdown. But in the moment, he's lining up in that Wildcat, and everybody and their mother knows where it's going, and they couldn't stop it. So happy for him and proud.
Huskies have now gone 11 games without a 100-yard running back. That's kind of amazing, but this is a by-committee group. Yep. We saw Kamari Pleasant get 4 carries today. Cam Davis got 5. But it's just been a while since they've had that feature back that you just know he's going to go churn them out. And as a matter of fact, as we get ready to go to Corvallis and take on Oregon State, the last running back to go for 100 yards for the Huskies was Savon Ahmed, 160 yards in Corvallis at Oregon State in November of 2019. So it's just not the way this team is built. They threw for 234, ran for 92, and it was very effective in the first half. Have to string more first downs together in the second half. If they were able to do that, we don't even go to overtime.
Well, the good thing, Tony, is that we haven't seen this team versus a good opponent. We're talking higher-level talent, put a four-quarter game together. Yes, we saw them versus Arkansas State, but this week it was a first half, but then it was right at the end, and then it was an overtime play. When this team does get the confidence and the experience will come, you will see it, and it might happen next week. You never know. But every step, every week, this team is getting better in different things on offense, better on defense. More players are getting more experience. Even though there was some guys hurt, guys stepped up. So even in the little bits, it's a long season for a reason. I wasn't trying to do my Dr. Seuss moment, but they are getting better.
All right. We will have Kyler Gordon coming up in a moment. Huskies win 31-24 in overtime. Let's step aside for this from Home Street Bank.
Did you hear Home Street Bank just turned 100 years old?
Really?
We've been banking for a long, long time.
We're the best of the best of the best of the banks. 100 years and we gotta say thanks. We've got business loans in our chromosomes.
She just helped me buy my first home.
So pass the mic, I've got something to say. When you walk in,
hey, Sally,
they know your name.
We've been banking for 100 years.
Home Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. All loans subject to approval.
Bow down and drink up at Red Hook Brew Lab, located in the heart of Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood and less than 5 miles away from campus. Proudly partnered with Washington Husky Athletics, Red Hook offers a variety of small batch beers brewed on site, delicious wood-fired pizzas, small bites, craft cocktails, and more. With hygienic practices in place and social distancing in effect, Red Hook Brew Lab is your go-to destination to enjoy great beer and delicious food leading up to and during the upcoming football and basketball seasons. Go Dogs!
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
When the hot water needs to be hot, when the drain needs to drain, when the toilet needs to flush, you need to do two things. Stop freaking and call Beacon. Beacon Plumbing Heating and Mechanical. On call and there when you need them most. 1-800-FREAKIN or beaconplumbing.net. Is your furnace ready to handle another Pacific Northwest winter? Before the cold weather hits and you start freaking, call Beacon. Beacon Plumbing Heating and Mechanical won't leave you out in the cold. They're on call 24-7. 1-800-FREAKIN or beaconplumbing.net.
Deep Eddy Vodka's mission is to bring people together for good times, and UW football does both. Deep Eddy Vodka is inspired by the oldest swimming hole in Austin, Texas, a place where people come together to enjoy moments that never seem to end, where strangers are just friends you haven't met yet. Deep Eddy Vodka shares that same spirit, so grab some Deep Eddy today and enjoy with friends for good times and to cheer on the Dogs. Deep Eddy reminds all dog fans today, drink responsibly.
Garbers throws up the right sideline, picked off again by Kyler Gordon. Keeps both feet in bounds at the 50-yard line, his second interception of the day. The freakishly athletic Kyler Gordon snags it out of the night sky and gives the ball back to Washington with 1:31 left in the third quarter. Boy, those turnovers made the difference tonight as Washington beats Cal 31-24 in overtime. Two interceptions for Kyler Gordon. You know he had a bet going on with Trent McDuffie. First one to get a pick on this season. The other person has to buy a video game for. So Kyler Gordon wins that bet. and he's getting a video game. I wonder which one it is. Let's send it down to Elise Woodward, who's hanging out with him.
Yeah, I think without Trent McDuffie here today, Kyler Gordon decided he had to play like two of the best corners in the conference. Wow, that was really impressive. Best game of your career, in my opinion. Would you agree? You were everywhere today.
So far, got more to do, more to prove. I'm ready to go out there and do it again.
For sure. For you, what was the mentality knowing that Trent wasn't there? I saw you guys walking after one of the series, talking to each other, and that's your guy. He wasn't out there. What was your mentality today about how you maybe had to play even better than you have been and to make up for that loss?
Just the same plan, to go out there and execute and do my job, which is the same with everyone on the field. It's always nice to talk to Trent because he's a very smart dude on the field, and having his eyes and seeing what he sees and talking about after play is a nice But, yeah, just go out there and execute.
You made so many big plays today. The two interceptions, the one where you were like an NFL wide receiver getting two toes in bounds before you went out of bounds. And then you had a stick at the goal line. You were all the play. What was your favorite play today that you were able to do?
My favorite play by far was probably my first interception. The feeling I got from that is like, damn, I want to do this again and again and again and again. Like, so I'm ready to come back next week, go back to work, and do the same thing, get the same results next week.
Yeah. Well, Tony just said freakishly athletic, and you were listening in. Everybody knows that, you know, your vertical's off the charts and everything that you can do physically. I also thought today you had maybe even more of a swagger that I've seen. And it was before that first pick, I thought. It just looked like you were ready to dominate today. What was your mindset?
My mindset was all throughout the week, you know, Cal, I think a year ago or 2 years ago when we played them, and we lost. And I felt like I contributed to the loss because of the flag and the PI that they called on me in the end of the game. So I just had a chip on my shoulder the whole entire time. And I'm like, we got to win. All I want to do is win. I don't care how we do. I just want to win. So definitely walking with the swagger, energy, and just wanted to execute and improve myself and do it with my teammates. And that's what we did.
This game was tight, obviously goes to overtime. Chase Garbers was really good. He's one of the best quarterbacks that you've seen so far and maybe throughout this year, an experienced guy, fourth year as a starter. For your defense, what'd you learn today?
We can do anything we set our minds to. And we go out there and we have a good week of practice, you know, and we're locked in, the energy good on the sideline, and we do everything we talked about, and we look around at each other on the field and know that he going to do his job, and I'm going to do my job, and we're going to do it for each other. We can do anything. So I hope the rest of the season that we're going to do the whole thing. We're going to do the same thing again and again and again.
And this game goes into overtime. You saw your offense put together a touchdown drive, and so you knew if you stopped them, the win would be yours. And it gets all the way down to the one-yard line before your defense comes up big. What did you see on that play, and what went through your mind when you realized the game was over?
I turned my head. And I saw our safety flying up, boom, he smacked him, and I saw the ball come out, I was like, no way. And Ryan Bowman picked it up, came out with that, and I was like, oh, I just hugged him. I said, thank you for grabbing it, like, it's over, like, we won, we did it, like, mission accomplished, you know. Now on to the next.
And on to the next. You got the Beavers. So I'm sure their chainsaws are going to be ripping and rolling. I don't know if you've heard, but they have a commanding lead at SC. It was 42-17. Oregon State was leading SC the last time I checked. And playing down there is never easy. Just for this team, you've won two in a row. The momentum is building. What was that locker room like, and how do you continue to build that momentum and the confidence of the squad?
We were very excited and very happy. But we all know that, you know, after tonight, we got to come back and get ready to go back to work, and ready to grind, set our eyes towards another dub for next week. So that's what we're ready for.
Well, you weren't only the player of the game. I think you might wrap up defensive player of the week for the Pac-12 as well. Outstanding game. That was fun to watch. And I appreciate you taking the time, Kyler.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good night.
Yep. That's Kyler Gordon. We'll send it back up to you.
Yeah, not just the two interceptions, but 10 tackles to lead the Huskies in that category. 9 were solo, and some of those were so impressive. The one on the slant pattern at the 1 yard line on third down. I mean, you know, Cal does score on the next play, but what you ask out of a guy on third down to make that play at the 1 yard line was incredible. Great game out of Kyler Gordon as the Huskies get the win. Let's pause 10 seconds here on the postgame show for stations to identify themselves along the Washington Sports Network from Learfield. Huskies defeat Cal 31-24 in overtime. More postgame coverage coming up after this from your Western Washington Toyota dealers.
Here are five big reasons to buy a Toyota Tundra. Number five, it's a Tundra, king of trucks, tried, true, trusted. Four, performance, with its 381 horsepower iForce 5.7 liter V8 and automatic limited slip differential, you get power, traction, and control when you need it most. Three, made right here in the USA. Two, Toyota's been building tough, durable trucks for over 50 years. And number one, a great selection of great Toyota deals. Get details at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
How many Boss Babies can one family hold? Find out in the outrageous adventure, The Boss Baby, Family Business, now available at Redbox. Set 40 years after Boss Baby, estranged brothers Tim and Ted Templeton reunite when a magical formula turns them into babies for 48 hours. Joining forces with Tim's secret agent daughter, they must go undercover to prevent an evil genius from turning toddlers into monstrous brats. Watch The Boss Baby, Family Business, and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
Escape the everyday at Swinomish Casino and Lodge on the beautiful shores of Padilla Bay in Anacortes. Whether you're looking to get away for a few days or a few hours, your staycation destination is closer than you think. Enjoy our spacious rooms with amazing views. And if it's thrills you're searching for, hit the casino floor for the latest and greatest games. We want you to know that you can stay and play safe here at Swinomish Casino and Lodge. So book your Swinomish staycation today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Ready for an oil change? Visit the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to get everything you need. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $28.95 and earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. On sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Washington defeats California in overtime. Huskies get the win today to improve to 1-0 in league play, 2-2 overall on the season. Let's get you the Air Van Move of the game, brought to you by Air Van Moving, the official mover of Husky football, and your next move. And for today's Air Van Move of the game, why don't we go to the game-winning touchdown? Play fake. McGrew angles right side and powers his way, I believe, across the goal line. What's the official marking? Two arms up! Touchdown, Washington! Sean McGrew! 16 carries, 53 yards, 2 touchdowns. Sean McGrew finds pay dirt and, including in overtime, gives Washington the 31-24 win over Cal.
Didn't the officials gave us some emotional roller coasters tonight? They just stressed me out to the call and the head official. I mean, he's like he was on a Maury Povich show. You are not the fun. No, it was like that is it. That's a touchdown. Like, ah. Stressful, but that's what makes football so great when you finish off and you get a win like that. And Sean McGrew's just, I mean, I can't reiterate it much. So happy for that young man.
Yeah, that touchdown run, a game winner. I mean, I know, you know, it's overtime, so you still have to go out and get the stop defensively, but that's a game-winning touchdown, one that he'll never forget. 12 career rushing touchdowns now for Sean McGrew as the Huskies defeat Cal 31-24. All right, we've got more post-game coverage coming up, including your Toyota Player of the Game. That's when we continue in a moment after this from Home Street Bank.
Did you hear Home Street Bank just turned 100 years old?
Really?
We've been banking for a long, long time.
We're the best of the best of the best of the best. 100 years and we gotta say thanks. We've got business loans in our chromosomes.
She just helped me buy my first home.
So pass the mic, I've got something to say. When you walk
hey,
in,
Sally.
They know your name.
We've been banking for 100 years.
Home Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. All loans subject to approval.
I was in jail when the Missions Prison Ministries came into my life and got me into treatment. That was my lifeline. Today, I've been clean for 3 years and have a great life. I can't find the words to explain the true joy I've found since I turned my life over to God.
And grace will lead me home.
To hear more, volunteer, or donate to Seattle's Union Gospel Mission, visit UGM.org. You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
Hey Husky fans, want a chance to win Husky football season tickets, signed merch, or exclusive VIP experiences? Of course you do. Now through November 2nd, stop by your neighborhood Jackson's. Purchase select Lay's products using your Let's Go Rewards app, and you'll be automatically entered for a chance to win. Yes, it's that easy. Must be enrolled to enter. Some exclusions apply. No purchase necessary. See store for details. Jackson's is a proud sponsor of the University of Washington. Go Huskies!
Jackson's. Let's go.
Morris, play fake from the 15, fires wide open, Jalen McMillan, touchdown in the back right corner, Jalen McMillan with a second touchdown catch of the day for the Husky wide receivers. Dylan Morris threw him a dart, and great hands from number 11 makes it a 13-7 lead for the Dogs. Yeah, that was a second touchdown pass of the day for Dylan Morris. He wouldn't have any others after that. It seems so easy there in the first quarter and a half or so, but Jalen McMillan in the back of the end zone was pretty open, and the Huskies jumped out to the early lead in beating California in overtime, 31-24. I'm kind of curious, Cam, to get your thoughts. Why was it so easy for Washington early on, and why did we see them not kind of continue to challenge those Cal cornerbacks in the second half?
Well, like anything, when you start a game off, you have your game plan, you have your thoughts, and Cal's wanted to figure out, did they want to stop the run? And I kind of felt like Cal wanted to come into this game, and they wanted to make Washington one-dimensional. They felt that they weren't as efficient running the football, talking about Washington, and certainly you can see statistically they haven't been. So they wanted to put the pressure on Dylan Morris. And I can understand what you want to do. You want to try to make a team one-dimensional. So they sat back. They brought a little pressure up front. And then they let the guys go one-on-one. And then the adjustments happened from their defense in the second half. You saw Coach Sermon said, hey, we're now going to bring more pressure from the outside. We're going to have our defensive backs stay back further, so no more big plays over the top. So they shifted. And then Washington kind of got a little bit conservative and not as aggressive with some of their calls. The down-the-field throws stopped. A couple three and outs in situations where, hey, you get one or two first downs in that fourth quarter, yeah. Game's over.
Yeah.
But that's the adjustments they're going to have to make, especially playing a great offense next week versus Oregon State and Jonathan Smith. They're going to learn from it. They'll watch film, and you got to find a win. But, man, a win is a win. It feels good.
Absolutely. Huskies 1-0 to start Pac-12 play, 2-2 overall in the season, and it's time now for the Toyota Player of the Game. Brought to you by your Western Washington Toyota dealers. With new vehicles arriving daily, your Western Washington Toyota dealers have a great selection of great Toyota deals. Find out more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. I'll turn it over to you to say what we all know is coming.
I think we know this young man was, I mean, he twinkle-toed it on the sideline. I mean, it was spectacular. You called him a freak athlete. I'll agree with it. Kyler Gordon is the dude of the night.
I think he's going to be the Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Week. Yeah. 2 interceptions, 10 tackles, 9 solo. Was an absolute monster when the All-American candidate Trent McDuffie opposite him on the other corner was unable to go today. I do want to give a little bit of a sneaky runner-up shout-out to Ryan Bowman for the fumble recovery at the end of the game to win it, and also had one of the 3 quarterback sacks on Garbers early on. Husky edge rushers have not gotten to the quarterback much this year. Bowman with one of those sacks, the 15th of his career. I'll give him the runner-up role. Kyler Gordon's your dude tonight. He was fantastic.
Dude. Most definitely.
All right. Toyota player of the game is Kyler Gordon, and the Huskies defeat California 31-24. Next up, trip to Corvallis. Let's pack your bags, load up the Airvan moving truck, and go down and take on a Oregon State team that Husky defense is going to have to bring its A game against.
Most definitely. We're going to hear some chainsaws, but hopefully not too many of them.
Yeah, well, Oregon State looking pretty good against SC so far tonight. Dave Softy-Mahler coming up next with a check of scores to let you know what's going on. Again, the final score tonight, Washington 31, Cal 24 in overtime. Selena, I'm coming home. This is Husky Football from Learfield.
When it comes to Alaska Airlines and the dogs, it's always a win-win. We know loyalty is important to you. And since Mileage Plan is the most rewarding loyalty program in the sky, why not get rewarded for yours? Members earn miles 30% faster than other U.S. airlines based on average economy fare and trip length. As part of the One World Alliance, you can earn and redeem Alaska miles to more than 1,000 destinations worldwide. Visit AlaskaAir.com to join. Book now and touch down somewhere new. Go Huskies!
The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss is designed to stand out. Because when you have a 2-inch lift, Goodyear Duratrac tires, and an integrated dual exhaust, the last thing you'll need is a road. The Chevy Silverado Trail Boss, ready to off-road right from the factory.
See your Northwest Chevy dealer.
You're listening to the Washington Sports Network from Learfield.
In purple rain and golden sunshine, fall Saturdays at Husky Stadium have been home to generations of loyal dog fans. For Washington faithful, there is no other place like home than on the shores of Montlake. As the official mover of Washington Husky football, Airvan Moving and Storage takes great pride in delivering the Huskies home for another dream season at Husky Stadium. We're also proud to serve the moving needs of Husky families as they move to their new homes and begin their own dream seasons. On your next move, look to the official mover of the Huskies to help meet all your personal shipping needs. Visit us today at airvanmoving.com or contact us direct at 1-800-681-9017.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
It's time to check scores from around the country, brought to you by Banner Bank. Here to help people and businesses reach their goals, here's Dave Softy-Mahler.
All right, Dawg fans, welcome back to Husky Stadium. Overtime done. Finito. Final. Huskies win at 31-24 here in OT over the California Golden Bears. Let's check the scoreboard, brought to you by our friends at Banner Bank. Banner Bank has helped people and businesses reach their financial goals for over 130 years. When it's your money on the line, Banner Bank has your back. Learn more at bannerbank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Outside of our thriller on Montlake tonight, 31-24, Dogs get the win. Next week's opponent in Corvallis, Oregon State. Wow, the Beavers lay it on thick in the Coliseum. 45-27 final. Beavers get it done against the Trojans. Number three, Oregon. No problem with Arizona. 41-19 the final tonight at Autzen Stadium in Eugene. Number 24, UCLA on the road at the farm at Stanford. Bruins get the win over the Cardinal. 35-24. And the Cougars do it again, blowing yet another fourth quarter lead. Wazoo leading 13-10. 5 minutes to go. Utah rolls off 14 straight. Utes win it over Rollo and company 24-13. And Arizona State, Herm Edwards tonight, getting the best of Carl Durrell. Sun Devils win in Tempe over the Buffaloes 35-13. Games in the top 25. Georgia, no problem with Vandy, 62-0. Number 6, Penn State hammering Villanova 38-17. Number 12, Notre Dame at Soldier Field in Chicago. They take out Wisconsin 41-13. Number 5, Iowa 24. Colorado State 14. Number 16, Arkansas gets the upset over number 7, Texas A&M 20-10 in Fayetteville. And Baylor upsetting number 14, Iowa State 31-29. How about this? NC State at home, handing Dabo and company in Clemson their second loss of the year. The Tigers now 2-2. Wolfpack win 27-21. Michigan now 4-0 after a 2013 win over Rutgers. Our local postgame show, the Husky Honks on 950 KJR in Seattle, is coming up for Terry Ryan, for Tony Castricone, for Cam Cleland, Elise Woodward. I'm Dave Softy-Mahler. Stick around. The local postgame show in Seattle. Seattle is coming up next. This is Husky Football from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to the Husky Post Game Show on the Washington Sports Network from Learfield. Play-by-play coverage of Husky football was brought to you by QBSI Xerox, Work Smarter, the Emerald Queen Casino, the entertainment capital of the Northwest, Redbox, stream with Redbox, the official at-home movie partner of the Pac-12. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch new movies plus thousands more. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Washington Sports Network.